All right, let's dive deep today. We're going to unpack Tyler, the creator's Chromacopia, not just like listening to it, but really like getting into what he's, I think, trying to say about fame and getting older and, you know, just those struggles we all kind of deal with. We've got a review from the New Pulse Oracle to help us out. Plus, we'll be like breaking down the lyrics and even the music video transcript for Saint Chroma. So a lot to cover.
Yeah. What's fascinating with Tyler, the creator, is he's, you know, he's always pushed boundaries, and Chromacopia is no exception, you know, from his early days with Odd Future to his, you know, Grammy-winning Igor. Yeah. He's never been afraid to experiment with sound and style.
Definitely. And with this album, it feels like he's reaching a new level of introspection. Let's start with this Saint Chroma character. The reviewer talks about how dedicated Tyler is as an artist, and it seems like this character is, like, key to understanding the whole thing.
Absolutely. It's almost like Tyler is putting on a mask, becoming Saint Chroma, to explore these like really deep personal themes in kind of a different way. And it's not just a lyrical device either. You see this character pop up visually in the music video for Noid.
Oh, I totally missed that on my first watch.
Yeah.
It's interesting how he connects the mask to both Noid and Saint Chroma. Speaking of Noid, that music video has a scene that really stuck with me. Ayo Itabiri is playing this fan who gets a little too close for comfort. And her phone literally turns into a gun. Talk about like a visual representation of anxiety.
Yeah, that scene is so striking, and it taps into something I think a lot of artists struggle with, which is the anxieties of fame and that constant pressure to interact with fans, especially in the digital age. Those boundaries between the artist and their audience have become even more blurred.
It's like a commentary on parasocial relationships.
Yeah.
And how those can sometimes like turn unhealthy.
Yeah.
That scene with Ayo really highlights how fame can make, I think, even the most mundane interactions feel threatening.
Exactly. It's not just about physical safety either, but, you know, the fear of having your personal space invaded, your identity consumed by this public persona. And musically, Noid is interesting because it blends those heavier themes with this really unique sound. The reviewer mentions it's got a rock influence, which is something kind of new for Tyler.
Yeah, it's a departure from his usual style, but it works so well with that, like, anxiety he's expressing. I wonder if he's drawing inspiration from bands like Rage Against the Machine or even Nirvana. You know, that raw, almost chaotic energy definitely adds to the feeling of unease.
It makes you think about the intentionality behind his musical choices. He's not just experimenting for the sake of it. He's using these different sounds to, I think, amplify the emotions he's trying to convey.
It's like each musical element becomes another layer of meaning. And then you have Like Him, which goes in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
This one is all about Tyler's relationship with his absent father, a theme he's explored before. In his music, there's this line that repeats throughout the song, "Do I look like him?"
That question is so powerful because it's not, I don't think, just about physical resemblance. It's about this deeper question of inheritance, both the traits we get from our parents and those we develop through experience.
And how that all shapes our sense of identity.
Uh-huh.
It makes you wonder, is he asking that question out of fear or curiosity? Is he trying to distance himself from his father or find a connection?
It's that complexity that makes it so relatable, right?
Yeah.
We've all grappled with those questions about where we come from and who we are, whether we have an absent parent or not. It's this, you know, universal human experience that Tyler is tapping into.
And this idea of identity and personal struggles leads us to Saint Chroma, where the theme of light and darkness really takes center stage. The lyrics are full of imagery about not dimming your light and this internal struggle of keep the light on or bow out.
There's a real sense of vulnerability in those lines. Like, he's wrestling with these, you know, big questions about purpose and self-worth. It makes you wonder if that internal struggle is something he's facing as Tyler, the person, or as Saint Chroma, the character.
Or maybe both.
Yeah, it's like he's questioning whether to, you know, let that inner light shine or to retreat into the darkness. And when you think about the album title, Chromacopia, it adds another layer to that struggle. Chroma, meaning color, could represent the vibrancy of life. And maybe as Saint Chroma ages, that vibrancy starts to, you know, fade.
Oh, that's a great point. It makes you think about, like, how we perceive aging and the fear that we might, you know, lose some of that spark as we get older. I know I've definitely felt those anxieties before. Like, am I still relevant? Am I still pushing myself creatively?
Yeah.
It's like Tyler is, like, giving voice to those fears.
Absolutely. And he's doing it in a way that feels both personal and universal. It's not just about aging as a musician, but about aging as a, you know, human being. We all go through periods where we feel our colors fading, whether it's due to burnout, loss, or just the natural ebb and flow of life.
Right. The question is, how do we respond to that? Do we fight against it? Do we embrace it? I think that's what Tyler is grappling with in St. Chroma. He's trying to figure out how to navigate those changes with, you know, grace and authenticity.
And that word gracefully is important. It suggests a sense of acceptance of, you know, coming to terms with the inevitable. It's not about clinging to youth, but about finding a way to evolve and grow without losing yourself mm-hmm. in the process.
It's like he's saying, hey, it's okay to age. It's okay to change, but like, don't let those changes dim your light. And that message is so powerful.
Yeah.
Especially in a culture that I think often values youth and novelty of love, like everything else. But let's dig a little deeper into the lyrics themselves. They're so rich with like imagery and double meanings. There's a line in St. Chroma that really struck me. Okay, I is just a box with a lighter thunder in me.
That line is like pure poetry. It speaks to this idea of potential and constraint. The box could represent all the limitations Tyler feels, whether it's societal expectations, the pressures of fame, or even his own self-doubt.
Yeah, and then you have this like lighter thunder inside, yeah. This immense creative force that's waiting to be unleashed. It's like he's acknowledging that there's this power within him, but he's still figuring out how to, you know, harness it, how to let it out without being like
destructive. And that tension between control and chaos is something that runs throughout Chromacopia. You know, you hear it in the music itself, the way he blends these harsh, distorted sounds with moments of beauty and vulnerability. It's like he's constantly pushing and pulling, trying to find that sweet spot between expressing himself fully and maintaining some semblance of order.
It's interesting how that tension plays out, I think, visually in the St. Chroma music video. We already talked about how he, you know, wears the St. Chroma mask in the Noid video.
Yeah.
But he also wears it in this one. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the mask becomes this symbol of the persona he creates, the image he presents to the world. It's like he's saying, this is who you see, but there's so much more beneath the surface.
It makes you wonder if the mask is a way of, like, protecting himself. Of shielding his true self from the, you know, the harsh glare of the spotlight. Like, I can be vulnerable and expressive through St. Chroma, but Tyler, the person, needs this barrier.
Yeah, it's like he's compartmentalizing those different aspects of himself, which is something, you know, a lot of artists do, right? You have the artist and the person, and they're not always the same. And that can be a difficult balance to strike.
For sure. It makes me think about the pressures we all face to, like, present a certain version of ourselves, whether it's on social media, at work, or even in our personal relationships. We all, I think, wear masks to some extent, but it's important to recognize when those masks become suffocating, when they prevent us from being our true selves.
Absolutely. And I think that's what Tyler is ultimately trying to convey in Chromacopia. It's about finding that balance between authenticity and performance, between expressing yourself fully and, you know, protecting yourself from the world.
It's like he's giving us permission to be messy, to be complicated, to be both light and darkness. He's not afraid to show us his flaws and vulnerabilities. And in doing so, he encourages us to, I think, embrace our own.
And that's what makes his music so powerful, right? It's not just entertainment. It's a reflection of the human experience with all its, you know, complexities and contradictions. And it's something that resonates with us on a deep emotional level.
Speaking of resonance, the reviewer mentioned that there's like something for everyone on Chromacopia, from upbeat tracks like Sticky to the ballad Hey Jane. We focused a lot on the, you know, darker, more introspective songs.
Yeah.
But what about those other moods and sounds he explores?
Well, I think that speaks to Tyler's, you know, artistic range and his ability to connect with a wider audience. He's not afraid to experiment with different genres and emotions while still maintaining his unique voice.
It's like he's saying, I'm not just one thing. I'm a whole spectrum of experiences and emotions. And that's something we can all relate to, right?
Yeah.
And not just like one-dimensional beings. We're complex and multifaceted.
Exactly. And I think that's what Chromacopia ultimately represents. It's not a place. It's a state of being. It's the embracing of that complexity, the recognition that life is full of color and vibrancy, but also darkness and shadow.
And it's about finding a way to navigate those different shades,
yeah,
with authenticity and grace.
Beautifully said. And I think that's a great segue into the next part of our discussion, where we'll delve even deeper into the visual elements of Chromacopia, specifically the music video for St. Chroma.
Okay, so we've talked about the lyrics and the themes, even touched on the Noid video. But the St. Chroma video itself, like, what's going on there? The reviewer mentioned the mask, but what else is, you know, Tyler trying to show us?
Well, one thing that struck me was the use of color. Or rather, the lack of it. A lot of the video is in black and white, which feels very intentional considering the album title is all about color.
Yeah, it's like he's visually representing that fading vibrancy we were talking about.
Oh.
That fear of losing your like spark, you know. You see Saint Chroma in this stark monochrome world.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder if he's like trapped, isolated.
It's interesting you say trapped because there are these recurring images of cages and confinement throughout the video. There's one scene where Tyler is literally trapped inside a glass box, almost like he's on display, which connects back to that idea of the pressures of fame.
And how being in the public eye can feel like you're constantly being like watched, judged. Mm. It takes away your freedom to just be yourself, to experiment, to make mistakes.
Exactly. It's like he's saying, I'm trapped in this box of expectations and I'm struggling to, you know, break free. But then there are these moments where color bursts onto the screen, these flashes of vibrant reds and yellows, almost like glimpses of hope or rebellion.
It's like he's reminding us that even in the midst of darkness, there's still beauty to be found, you know?
Yeah.
Those bursts of color could represent those moments of inspiration, those times when you reconnect with your passion and purpose.
And maybe that's the key takeaway from Chromacopia. It's not about avoiding the darkness or pretending it doesn't exist. It's about finding a way to coexist with it, to find those moments of light and hold on to them.
Yeah, it's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, you know, the good, the bad, the messy, and the beautiful. And it's about recognizing that those colors might fade at times, but they can always come back, sometimes even brighter than before.
That's a powerful message. And I think it's one that resonates with a lot of people, especially those who are going through their own periods of, you know, darkness or uncertainty.
And what's amazing is that Tyler is able to convey all of this through his music, his lyrics, and his visuals. He's creating this whole world, this Chromacopia, that invites us to explore these complex themes and find our own like meaning within them.
It's a world that's both personal and universal, specific to his own experiences, but also relatable to, I think, anyone who's ever felt lost, afraid, or unsure of their place in the world.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Chromacopia, I want to leave you with this. Think about a time you felt your own colors fading. How did you respond? Was it possible to reclaim that vibrancy?
It's a question worth pondering. And remember, even when things feel dark, there's always a spark of light waiting to be rekindled. Keep searching for it. Keep creating. Keep growing. And most importantly, keep your own Chromacopia alive.
Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those lights burning bright.